when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. My name is Eddie, the Bombardier Miller, and you're listening to Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio by Sam Bushman and Company. And it's just great to be here. Matter of speaking of Sam Bushman, I call him Sam, Bush Samman sometimes, and I call him Johnny Radio, but we had the first talk. I had spoke with Sam now. It's been months. And I told Sam, I joked with him, I said, I hate to hear from you, Sam, because every time I hear from you, it's always bad news. It's either you need money, my contract's up, and then you need a big pile of money, or we've got more complaints. The feds have complained against us, or, you know, listeners say that we're unkind, things like that. But it was really a nice conversation. But I'd like to thank Sam. And you know what? I actually felt better after I talked to Sam today. I told him sometimes, believe it or not, this gig is really boring. I mean, not so much boring. It beats you down. And you lose confidence in people. You lose confidence, I guess, in yourself. But anyway, that was a good, me and Sam talked, had a long talk. And believe it or not, I'm the only one that gets that way. Anyway, we'll talk some more about stuff like that. But before I go to the prayer, I'd like to tell you folks, you know, we're all human. And I like to identify with our listeners. I like them to know that I'm really a caring person. I get attached to people. And that's why we throw these tidbits out there about our life. For instance, today is Pearl Harbor Day, but it's also it's the Holy of Holies Marathon Days. It's the St. Jude Marathon was held today. And I have this 24-year-old, 53 years younger than I am, and I've been coaching her. And she had a really bad time today. She got sick. She had a nosebleed. She finished it. But she's not going to give up. I'm going to train her for the Nashville Marathon, help her. And now her significant other, her hubby, wants to get in on it. So I guess I'm going to have two people to work with. And I don't charge them anything because running to me is holy. It saved my life. But that's a little tidbit about Eddie the Bombardier Miller, St. Jude Marathon Day, Pearl Harbor Day. And people, as you know, we always say, this is a Christian radio show. And we always say a prayer before we do anything. So if you will, go ahead and bow your head, and I'll say a little prayer. And then we'll say something about our other co-hosts who can't be here today. Almighty Father, thank you so much for letting my little spirit granddaughter finish that half marathon today, even though she got sick, had nosebleed. Thank you so much for getting her back home safely and sound. Thank you for watching over Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio and taking care of all of us on these two networks I just mentioned. Lord, give us the strength, the wisdom, and the discernment to continue doing this battle. Let us never forget who we're fighting. We're fighting Satan. And that's the way it always has been. It's always will be. So, Lord, just like I said, give us the strength. Never let us chicken out. Let us always ride to the sound of the gunfire. And I ask you to continue to bless us and let us always know where all good things come from. And I ask all this in Jesus, your precious Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, people, as you know, also another thing we always do in Blood River Radio, we always honor our donors. And we have, this week, we had old Ken of Lynbrook, New York. My Lord, you know, y'all probably know Ken better than anybody than he does himself, because you always hear him mention on this program. But Ken donates like clockwork, and so it's just, he's a wonderful guy. We have a new donor this week. We have Kenneth, in New Hampshire, and he sent a very unusual, beautiful silver coin. And I haven't even looked up to see how much it's worth, but I won't sell it. It's a very beautiful collector's item, silver coin. It's in my safe, and I'd like to thank Ken. I'd like to thank you so much for that. Excuse me. That's not Ken. I got his name down here. I'll get his name straight in a minute. This fellow from he's from New Hampshire. He knows what I'm talking about. I'll get his name down here in a minute. I think I wrote the right name down. But thank you both of you guys for keeping us on the air. And I'd like to thank all of our donors. Listen, there would be no Blood River Radio without you donors out there. You know, I was talking about that to Sam today. Without the donors, we'd be nothing. And like me and Sam, we see eye to eye on one thing. When you get a lot of people donating you and bragging on you, talk about you, can take that one of two ways. Me and Sam talked about, you can get the big head and think you're some kind of freaking rock star, and not in forgetting doing that, you forget God can take you down in one heartbeat, one heartbeat away from all eternity in hell or heaven. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. If whatever everything you are is made up, God allows that. And our donors, our precious donors and people that love us, donating, keep Blood River Radio on the air. We keep Blood River News Radio on the air. And Mitch, that's true. We thank those people over and over and over. In fact, we're going to thank every one of them. We have a big list. We're going to thank them at the, before the year is up, before this year is up, before we go into the new year. I'd like to mention that Rand couldn't come in. He had called in last minute. Rand works his guts out, man. They've been spreading fertilizer and sowing ryegrass. They raise cattle. They remodel houses. They farm. I mean, I don't know how the guy does it. He's an old South Alabama boy, but he couldn't come in today. Gene is off. Gene's on the road, some kind of a Civil War display thing. And Monica's. I think she's going on some kind of fiddling tour. Plus, she has her own program now on RBN, so she couldn't come in today. She loves coming in. She couldn't come in today. But that's pretty much it. Listen, and for the outline, people, like I told you on the first of the hour, this is Pearl Harbor Day. And we're going to talk about Pearl Harbor Day. We have a great fellow on here. We're going to link Pearl Harbor Day with what I call the real Day of Infamy, was the day that the United States ship Liberty was attacked on June the 8th of 1967. I think that's more dastardly than Pearl Harbor, if it's possible. So we'll talk about him. Listen, second hour, we have Don Wassel back on. His resume is just off the scale. I won't even mention it, but Don Wassel is going to be coming up on. And one of the things he's going to be talking about is he started the Populist Party. He was one of the founding members. He's a lawyer of the Populist Party. It turned out to be the fourth largest party in the United States before they were attacked by the same suspects, the chosen ones. They were attacked by them and taken down, and also through infighting, he said. Third hour, Paul Fromm is going to join Don Wassel. But the star of the show today is going to be none other than my sailor brother, Phil Torrey. He is one of the survivors. He was a sailor on the United States ship Liberty. He lived through that dastardly, disgraceful attack, the most disgraceful day in the history that I know of in the United States government, the United States military. Like I say, I think it was even worse than Pearl Harbor, because for many reasons. But before we go to a break, we're up against the break. But I'm going to introduce Phil Torrey, and we got a minute or so. And even though he's been on Blood River many times, I'd like to introduce my brother, Phil. How are you doing today, brother?
Yeah, hey, thanks, Eddie. I appreciate it. Thanks for the prayer, and we'll get into it after the break.
Yes, sir. I'd like to thank you. I had to call Phil because, you see, Rand had to bail out at the last minute. That's the way it is on live radio. You got to learn to roll. And I thought, well, God always works in mysterious ways. It's turning out better because me being an old Army vet, I should have remembered that before anybody. My dad was a GI. He was a grunt in the Pacific in the Second World War. And he was up close and personal with the Japanese, and he came back bitter. He lost his faith. But anyway, I should have never forgotten that, because to his dying day, he hated the Japanese. He really did. And I told him, I said, well, you know, Dad, they were drafted like me. I think my dad joined. I was a PFD, a proud friggin' draftee. But anyway, we'll be going to the break any second. And when we come back, their dear brother, Phil Torney, survivor of USS Liberty, we're going to break down Pearl Harbor Day. We're going to connect it to USS Liberty Day and many other false flags. So we'll be right back, folks, after this first break. So hang on to your seats.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, just another quick tidbit of wisdom. I was just telling my combat brother here, Phil, of the USS Liberty, that, you know, old sailors and GIs, we ain't got no sense. But you know what? Work is the curse of the sailors, the soldiers, and the working class. It's the curse of the working class. Work is the curse of the drinking class. But anyway, I'll shut up. I'm getting back serious again. But anyway, bring Phil, my brother Phil, back in. And I wanted to thank him so much for coming in on short notice. And like I say, I know I repeat myself a lot, but when I found out Rand couldn't come on, I thought, what am I going to do, man, last minute? Because Rand, he had to go. And I happened to think, hellfire is Pearl Harbor Day. And so God works in mysterious ways, because that's where we are. And no one, I can't think of anybody on earth that'd be more qualified to talk about Pearl Harbor than Phil Torney, because what he went through in USS Liberty was equal to, I don't see how Pearl Harbor could have been any better. And in fact, Phil, I'm going to shut up and say this. I believe that the United States ship Liberty may have been the only ship in the history of the United States Navy that was ever napalmed. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've been saying that. I hope it's true. So anyway, how you doing? I've introduced you again, Phil. Come on in here, brother. Let's talk about Pearl Harbor Day. Anything you want to say about that, brother?
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. I'd like to say, first of all, you kind of stole my thunder what I was talking about or thinking about. Today is Pearl Harbor Day.
Hey, Phil, you're kind of cutting out. You're cutting out. Tibbs, can you get closer to a window, a better connection or anything? It's cutting out pretty bad.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. That's much better. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Well, let me repeat myself. You know, Pearl Harbor is, you know, December the 7th, 1941. And, you know, President Franklin said a day will live in infamy. And, you know, the USS Liberty is a day that must live in infamy and tell the criminals and the people that hit it are brought to justice. And, yeah, it's a two-hour attack we had. Lasted as long as the attack on Pearl Harbor, but nobody came to help us when help was minutes away. So it's been my journey for the last 40-plus years or so is to get the truth out. And I want to read you something here. I read an article. I mean, I composed an article to Greg Kelly on Newsmax. You never mentioned Israel murdering 34, wounding 174 more aboard the USS Liberty, June 8, 1967. Is it because Newsmax is in the hip pocket of the Zionist state? You say truth matters, prove it. We survivors are the most decorated crew in naval history for a single attack. You're as guilty of murder as Israel covering up for them. No mistaken ID, Greg. Pre-planned, vicious, cold-blooded murder. We are whistleblowers of the century. Listen to us, okay? Our government then and now covering up. Treason is posted by my shipmate, Joe Matter. Treason and the actions of the U.S. government and the attack. Your character their actions as treason is spot on. And I might add, closing with this. Among the awards won by the medals by the officers and the crew of the USS Liberty are the Medal of Honor, two Navy Crosses, 11.
Bill, you're kind of cutting out again, brother. Is there any? Are you on a cell phone? Probably so.
Yeah. Where did I leave off at?
You were talking about it was coming in and out, but you talked about the United States ship Liberty being the most highly decorated ship in naval history for one operation, and you started naming a Medal of Honor, I think two Navy Crosses, and then it started going in and out.
Okay.
But go ahead, Sam. We're going to get this done, brother.
Medal of Honor, two Navy Crosses, 11 Silver Stars, 20 Bronze Stars, some with the Combat V, 9 commendations, 208 Purple Hearts, 294 Combat Action Ribbons, the Presidential Unit Citation, and the Battle of Patience E, which makes the USS Liberty the most decorated ship in Navy history for a single event since the end of World War II. Despite this fact, no member of Congress has ever attended the annual memorial service held for decades on the anniversary of the attack on the site of USS Liberty mass grave, section, Arlington National Cemetery. So that's what we're fighting right there.
You know, Phil, that is just almost beyond belief. That is so infuriating. I mean, if our listening family to listen to the decorations, I mean, that's just mind-boggling. That many decorations, the most highly. I'd like to run that by you again, people. Run this in your mind again, people. the most highly decorated ship in the history of United States naval warfare for one.
For a single engagement since World War II.
And why is it? Why is this, people, that I've seen sailors, and I bet you Phil has seen more than one or two, that have been in the Navy 20, 15, 20, 25 years, and they've never heard of USS Liberty. Why, you would think that would be sung to the rooftops of the Naval Academy, the NCO's Academy. It should be, they should be lore. There should be paintings of USS Liberty in the Naval Academy, in the Congressional Building, every damn where. So I'd like to ask our people, Phil, why is that? I just wonder why. I just can't understand that. Why is it never mentioned? And I'll give you a hint. I know you know Pastor Chuck Baldwin all too well. And he said, I was listening to him speak. He said that he was talking to, I don't even know if he mentioned the congressman's name, but the congressman told him that if you were to even touch Israel or the Jewish problem, he called that the third rail. And he explained, I won't go into detail what the third rail means, but it's pretty much, it's like instant death. It's if you ever touch that thing and you're as U.S. congressman or senator, your career will be ended and you'll be ruined. You could, they could put you in jail. They'll do whatever it takes. And that's true. Phil,
that's no excuse. That's no excuse. They didn't take an oath to Israel. They took an oath to the United States of America, period. And if they can't fulfill that oath, they need to get their ass out the door.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I know you've been in this battle a long time, and I spoke to some of the sailors. I think some of you guys, Phil, have been in it so long. Some of your shipmates have been kind of worn down and thought, well, I guess what the hell is the use? No one's going to listen to us. Even our own congressional representatives won't listen to us. But, Phil, going by memory, I think I was asking Brother Ron Kukol, and I think he told me you would know more about it than the question I asked him. I believe at one time, didn't you and or some of your other shipmates, were all kind of like invited to speak in Congress to like a little congressional delegation? I don't know how big it was. But yet when you got there, they had some representatives from Israel, and the Israelis got to give the so-called real story that happened, and they cut your mic when you started to try to talk. They cut your microphone off. Am I off base there?
Not completely, but I was at the I was invited to go to the CIA. It was a convention there. The Israeli side and our side. I can't remember the moderator. I forget his name. I've been to so many of them, I can't.
I bet.
I just really can't remember the right. Mark Susser was the narrator. Maybe it wasn't the CIA, but National Security Agency or somewhere in that area. But AJ Crystal and Oren were up there all on the Israeli side. The only one that was on our side was the author of Body of Secrets and Puzzle Palace, James Bamford. And he read the declaration from James Bamford did from Ward Boston that our ship was.
But we got to go to a quick break. Hold that thought, brother. We have to go to this quick break at the bottom of the hour. Be right back, people. We do not want to miss this precious brother telling the true story of Pearl Harbor and USS Liberty. Be right back, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Offer. Lee Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
A member of the city government in Boston is in trouble. U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy.
Boston City Council member Tanya Fernandez Anderson was arrested on federal public corruption charges. These six felony charges stem from an alleged kickback scheme that she orchestrated to obtain several thousand dollars in taxpayer money in exchange for a bribe she paid to a staffer who gave her a very large bonus.
Pennsylvania couple divorced 50 years ago. Now they're tying the knot again. Faye Gable and Robert Wenrich were married in 1951. They had four kids, but they divorced in 1975. Meanwhile, they were married to other people. No spouses died. Now they have maintained a good relationship, so they're going to get married again. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A new Senate study shows 94% of federal employees work from home.
According to the study, just 6% of federal workers do their jobs in an office full-time, and a third are fully remote. Government office buildings have an occupancy rate of just 12%, despite the fact the federal government spends $16 billion every year to operate them. Elon Musk, co-chair of incoming President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, has signaled federal workers should have to return to work in their government office buildings. Bob Agner reporting.
Agriculture Department ordering testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cows. Officials say raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide must be tested upon request, and that will be starting on December 16th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch times.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Blood Rip Radio family, hope you didn't go anywhere. We're going to go right back to my brother, Phil Torney. And he was speaking about they were invited, him and I think another one of his sailors or two. They went to a meeting, I think, at the State Department. And we're going to let him carry on about, we can tell you just how much your stinking government, Washington, Solomon the Potomac. I'm not talking about our country and our government. I mean, our country and our people. I'm talking about the people who control our government now. But Phil is going to tell you, finish telling you about an episode when he was there, and I think another sailor or two, and when they had the meeting about the USS Liberty and the State Department. So continue on, Brother Phil.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was the State Department. And the moderator, his name is Mark Susser. But he's the one that cut me off. But what happened was there was a conference there about the attack on the Liberty, and nobody from the crew was invited to the table. So we were sitting outside the boundaries. It was Joe Lentini and myself. And A.J. Crystal, you know, he wrote a book, Liberty Engine, says, oh, it was a big mistake in identity. You know, these guys, you know, they got problems, you know. They can't get over it. Hey, man, the crew of the USS Liberty was the most sophisticated spies this country ever had to offer. And there's not one of them that are liars, including me. I had a secret clearance. I wasn't a liar, and I'm still not a liar. And that's what they're calling this. So it was a terrible deal. When it was my turn to speak, they cut off the mic and would not let me speak. And I was floored. Well, not really. I mean, you think about it. But, the cover-up continues, you know, the influence in government that is not held by the people and for the people will lose that, will lose their rights. And our rights are given to us by our forefathers, not by the government of Israel. And that's where we've come, protecting Israel at all costs, no matter what they do. And that's just, you know, that's my opinion, and I'll say it, and I'm not ashamed of saying it. You know, just they proved what they can do to people. You know, we felt the backhand of Israel for 2 freaking hours when nobody would come to help us, when our own government knew that we were under attack, and they left us out there. Look what they're doing in Gaza and other places. So, you know, my main forte is the USS Liberty, but I certainly do not support genocide in the Gaza or anywhere else by the Zionist state, all in the context of protecting themselves. They're the most powerful army, navy, and air force in that region, and protecting themselves to obliterate the whole society and obliterate Lebanon too, or Syria, wherever else they want to go, Iran. And we want to deal with that. We want to give them that power. Let's see if President Trump really says America is first and not Israel. And the story of the USS Liberty, the duplicity of it, should break the back of all these corrupt politicians that gave their soul to the Zionist state. We are the ones that can do it. If our ship went down, we would have had nuclear war, and that's a fact. Nuclear war was only minutes away, and you know that, Eddie.
Yes, yes.
So,
amen.
I know there's a whole lot more we could say, but I have other plans, and I apologize for getting off early, but I do.
Don't you worry. You know, I'm looking at a card that I got from you in Pensacola, and you know, Phil, you were the recipient of the Purple Heart. And is that the Bronze Star, Phil, or the Silver Star I'm looking at right there? You were decorated
Bronze
in combat.
Star with a P.
That's right. Okay, I need my better glasses. Decorated Purple Heart, that means he was wounded people. And the reason I want to go back over this, Phil is one of the many of the sailors on the USS Liberty, a United States Navy ship that supposedly were there fighting for your country, fighting for your freedom. You people I refer to as the American citizens, not the Israeli citizens. And yeah, I'm going to go back over this again because this really infuriates me. When Phil and another one of his shipmates were there at the State Department, I hope you picked up on what he said. When Phil got ready to speak, they let those stinking Israeli representatives speak, but they cut this highly decorated sailor, wounded in combat. They cut him off, cut his mic off, and would not let him speak. And I like to say this, that's the same damn communist-ridden State Department that tail gunner Joe, Congressman Joe McCarthy, he was hot on their trail. And you know what? He said, he talked about how many communists feel that they had in the State Department. The only thing that he was wrong about, it was worse than he thought. The State Department was riddled with Jews then, Israeli, worshiping Jews, dual citizens. They have these dual citizens. I know Phil knows what I'm talking about. It's true. I know he knows of this. These are Jews that have dual citizenship in America, in Israel. They may have dual citizenship, but they don't have dual loyalty. They are loyal to Israel and Israel alone. They don't give a damn about the United States. They don't give a damn about sailors and soldiers. They never had. They never will. And, you know, just what Phil alone has said, that would be the only proof anybody should ever need. I mean, I just can't imagine that. He gave his blood. I mean, he bled. Phil has blood scattered, dropped on USS Liberty. These sons of bitches from Israel, excuse me for getting off there, Phil. But you know what? Before we go to a break, Phil, I'd like to link this in with Pearl Harbor. And I said before we came on, I think the USS Liberty in some ways is worse than Pearl Harbor, because we know that FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, knew that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor. I'm looking at one book I read all the way through, over 450 pages or so. It's called The New Dealer's War by Thomas Fleming. And that's just one of many, 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 many texts. It has absolute proof. The United States government knew, not only did they know the Japanese were going to bomb Pearl Harbor, they steered, they almost forced the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor to get the United States into another Jew war, because they didn't care about Japan. They want to attack Germany. That's what they wanted to do. And because the Pacific War was kind of like an orphan war. Well, go ahead, Phil. I'm getting kind of long.
Yeah, no, I just want to say, you know, Eddie, like I said before, I'd really, really, really like to stay on, but
okay.
Because this was kind of a last minute deal for me, and I did it.
Yes,
for
sir.
You to come
well,
on
thank
board.
You.
You can take care of the, World War II and the comparison to USS Liberty, because it was all done by the same people. So
yes, it was. Yes, it was. Well, Phil, once again, brother, and I do consider you a brother, it's a very, very emotional. And I want to thank you again for coming on last minute. And I let our audience know, I will be, if I'm alive, God willing, I'll be coming to the next reunion, the USS Liberty Sailors Reunion in Norfolk. And just count me in. We'll be coming up there. We'll be broadcasting at least 3 hours. I bet you $10 for a donut that Sam Bushman would like to get on that. He's the one that syndicates our program. But so, I'd like to thank you so much, Phil, for coming on, brother. And you come on anytime you want to. You call me day or night.
Well, I appreciate it, Eddie. And, you know, my best wishes to all your listeners and contributors. And God bless and have a good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much, Phil.
Bye-bye.
People, I'll probably be repeating myself, but yes, that was the great Phil Torney. And he's a hell of a man. I remember I got invited down to one of the highlights of Blood River Radio since I've been here. And I was so honored. Well, anyway, people, I'll tell you about more about that as soon as we come back from this last break. I can't believe the hour's almost over. Last break of the first hour. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I hope none of you left. I know you're going to have to take the second best, our first best. Phil Torney, I had to call him at the last minute today, and I guess I'll kind of repeat myself a little bit. I was sitting here, and Rand couldn't come in, and me and Rand had a whole slate of stuff to talk about, and Rand's pretty much an expert. Well, he's our expert on the war between the globalists, the same people, the same international Jew, the sons of their father, the devil, aka Saint John 8:44, tells all about it. It's just one place of many places in Holy Scripture. I go by King James. To me, it's kind of like King James. If it ain't King James, it ain't Bible. But there's other Bibles besides that. But I don't want to get too far off. But the same people who were behind Pearl Harbor were behind Liberty. And we'll try to tie that together a little bit. But before I go there, listen, I got a few notes I want to tell you about. One of our favorite people has passed away, Thomas Goodrich. And Thomas Goodrich was a prolific writer. He wrote the book Hellstorm. We'll be covering that in February, because every February here in Blood River Radio, as long as I have anything to do with it, is going to be it's going to be Dresden month. So we'll be covering that. He wrote another book, and I never got to go get him on because his voice, if you know Thomas, he had a problem with his voice. He could only speak 15 minutes was tops, and he had a hard time going 15 minutes. But he wrote another book, if I remember right, it was like 1945, The Summer of Hell and Rape, something like that, in the Pacific. And he was talking about what the so-called allies, in this case of the United States, what they did to the Japanese people, after they've been trying to surrender for at least 6 months. They had gone through the Russians, God help them, and they had gone through other channels, but they had been trying to surrender. But no, the United States did not want that. And you know what? And I don't want to get too far-fetched from the Liberty. After all, it's Pearl Harbor Day. You know, they bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and it's not Hiroshima. It's not that faggot term. It was Hiroshima all my life when I was in school. It will never be Hiroshima. But the reason they bombed those cities, the reason the United States, led by Satan, bombed those two cities, and I've got to go back and double-check. You people can double-check for me. It was a little-known fact. I only found out about 2 or 3 years ago, is because there was a fledgling Christian population in those two cities. And those are the reasons they picked those. And my mind works in weird ways. I'm always connecting things together. The evil, can you imagine picking cities like that to incinerate with atomic bombs? And they had reasons for doing that. You know, Satan, satanic reasons. It's the same reason this United States government, the black ops government, the deep state, you want to call it, the reason they picked the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City to blow up some years ago during the Clinton administration, it was through my knowledge, I think Janet Davis was a reporter had talked to. She worked for that big newspaper, the big TV place station in Oklahoma City. She's now missing in action, to the best of my knowledge. There was another fellow named J.D. Cash, who was a congressman in Oklahoma. Believe it or not, I'm going to tie this together. He was a congressman in Oklahoma, and he had a newspaper up there called the McGurkin Gazette. He was from around Idabel, Oklahoma. Anyway, they were talking. They connected that. They were the ones telling me. They picked the USS, they picked the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City because it had a nursery in it. That's why the black ops blew that government up. They had another federal building picked out in Phoenix, Arizona, but they came down to choosing the Murrah Building because it had a nursery. And they wanted, I talked about this on a previous show 2 or 3 weeks ago, but what these bastards wanted to do, they wanted to stir up as much shock and hatred against the people they blamed it on. They blamed it on the militia. And Timothy McVeigh, that's who they, that's it. We could do another whole story on Timothy McVeigh, Mena, Arkansas, Whitewater, all that stuff that's Ruby, you know, that law firm that the Clintons were involved in, the Rose Law Firm in Little Rock, it was all tied together. What I'm getting at, these people that will sink the Liberty, if they'll blow up little kids in a nursery, so they'll stop at nothing. But here's the thing. Tying the USS Liberty and Pearl Harbor together, all you have to do, and they can also, I was going to do this on the spur of the moment, you could also connect those together with our war, me and Gene's war, the Gulf of Tonkin, when there was a false flag attack, supposedly, the United States was attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin, and that's what us got that, and also the supposed attack, I think it was a destroyer. The USS Maddox was attacked by the North Vietnamese torpedo boats. Maddox was a destroyer. Okay, there's another a false flag. Now, the Liberty was not a false flag. I'll tell you what the difference was in just a minute. Also, we have the Lusitania, the First World War, and probably 95% of y'all know what I'm saying right now. The United States ship. It was a ship, wasn't a Navy ship, but it was a passenger ship, the Lusitania. That was attacked. It was sent. It was allowed to go in harm's way, where His Majesty's Churchill, may he rest in hell, he knew that there were German submarines operating in the area, or he allowed that ship to go, the Lusitania, and he withdrew a destroyer escort from the Lusitania, knowing full well that it had a very high probability of being sunk. He wanted that ship sunk with all Americans on board to go to the bottom of the ocean to get the United States into yet another Jew war, the First World War. Okay. Now, also, previously, even around 1897, 1898, everybody's heard of USS Maine. It was a battleship in Havana Harbor. And the old slogan of those days, after the so-called bad guys blew it up, the Spanish, the slogan was, the war call was, remember the Maines. We're all going to go to war to say, you know, to avenge the Maine. Well, that's 1898. Fast forward to Lusitania, 1917, 1918, right around that time. Another false flag. Okay, going fast forward from there. I'm tying all this together with the USS Liberty. Going there from there to Pearl Harbor. FDR is fully, it's all known. I'm repeating myself. That's okay. It's documented from hell to hooray. And I got into an argument with a graduate of Amherst when my daughter took me to New York about a month ago, and he was telling me, oh, how FDR was a saint. I said, yeah, he's a saint, son of a bitch. He got us into the Second World War, and your same old Democrat, Woodrow Wilson, got into the First World War. Okay, well, the reason they wanted Pearl Harbor blown up is to get us into yet another war. And like I said before, I'm going to try to get to the point before we run out of time. We had no interest in, I say we, the bastards of Washington, D.C., had little interest in going to war against the Japanese, because they had been trying to bait Hitler and the Germans into attacking the United States for years. They had United States warships and were firing on German warships, but Hitler would not take the bait. Well, who did take the bait was the Japanese. And so when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the United States had to go to war with the Japanese. They knew that Germany and Adolf Hitler had a they had a pact with Japan, saying if Japan was attacked by the Allies, Germany would come to their aid. And vice versa, if Germany was attacked, if Germany was attacked, the Japanese would come to their aid. Well, they knew that. So that gave FDR and his Jew buddies, his Jew handlers, the right with the excuse to go in to attack Germany. So in their mind, they really gave them no excuse, because see, Germany had to declare war on the United States. That was a great blunder by Hitler. But I'm sure the United States would have found another way to get in that war anyway. And people, here's the point. It was Jews involved in the First World War for sure. It was Jews that totally controlled the Second World War, World War One Part B. World War A, World War B, same Jews tied into that. Same the Jews, and they were the same Jews that attacked Pearl Harbor. The same Jews that attacked the United States ship Liberty. And listen, people, in the big picture is these Jews going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and especially from the day of Christ, they have one goal in mind, and that is to completely destroy the Christian race, the white race in the world. The most beautiful people that Christ ever made, that's their one goal. And I know this may be getting away from the Liberty a little bit, away from Pearl Harbor, but that's why right now they're trying to destroy our border. They have destroyed our border. We've been totally conquered, but we're totally overrun by these foreigners. For instance, I got to shut up. 38% of all grammar school children in the United States right now are white. The rest of them, 62%, are colored. Figure that out. Sorry I ran out of time, people. I had a few more things, but I couldn't cover. But anyway, we got to take a break. We're going to transition. In the second hour, we're going to bring on Don Russell. So be right back, folks.